Well, welcome back to the Coach Paul Thomas Show. Thanks for joining us this week. Jay Nair along with Coach Paul Thomas. And Coach, last week we had an opportunity to play in a rivalry game with North Platte, and the game really a tough start for the Blue Jays. I thought the Blue Jays came back strong in the second quarter. And I think what happened, North Platte just developed too big of a lead to overcome. But once again, rivalry game, and it's just one of those situations. I know the Blue Jays, with their share of mistakes, so I'm sure that's what you'll note here. But certainly, the kids always play hard. We know that. It's just one of those situations where North Platte actually executed, I think, just slightly better. But overall, once again, congratulations to North Platte. But I know now you want to move forward to this one coming up.
Yeah, I thought we played well in the first and third quarters, and second, fourth quarters, they kind of took it to us a little bit, but they made some nice plays, and I take your hats off to them.
That's what you got to do from time to time, Coach, is you got to certainly tip your hat off to the opponent, and I think that's what we got to do here. North Platte's wide receivers made some catches that'll make a lot of highlight reels. And I know in many cases I thought our defenders were in very good position. It's just that they made an absolutely outstanding play, and it's sometimes you just got to tip your hat to your opponent. They played very well.
Yeah, exactly right. And we didn't move the football good enough the second, fourth quarters to sustain anything to try to win the game. So I thought we came back in the third quarter, tried to make it a game, but, just a little too late.
I know, Coach, when you make adjustments at halftime, I know the kids are coming in. They need a break, obviously, a water break and whatever, but maybe you might talk about your style of how you make adjustments. I know your predecessor was good at it. I know he learned from you as well, but how do you look at making adjustments for the second half, especially if you've seen something different in the first half?
Well, our defense, we let them defense go first and then the offense goes, but we're just looking at what they did to us position wise and formation wise and that kind of stuff, and we'll go from there. I felt like in the third quarter we found some things that we thought would work, and they did. Just couldn't get the ball back enough in the fourth quarter to take advantage of it.
Yeah, I know there was a period there where I know they like to run the ball too, no question. Sometimes that's an interesting thing. When one thing about developing a running game, I know they've integrated a passing game too, but it takes time off the clock. It keeps the ball away from your opponent, and that sometimes can be a frustrating thing, can't it?
Most definitely, especially when you're trying to come back.
Well, Coach, as far as what you see from this past game, I know that the kids are learning as well, and as far as your development of your team, as far as what you see, I know the running game certainly has been constant. I think North Platte probably did as good a job against your running game as anybody, but as far as continuing to move forward, I thought the passing game showed some signs of doing better as well, Coach. And what do you see as some shining spots in the game from last week?
Well, definitely, we've still got some guys that are new on the offensive line. And, we got Dylan Moser back last week. And, Jacob Brown was a tackle. And, we're still trying to get our line situated the way we want it to. But, it's a pretty simple game. It comes down to blocking and tackling. And we've got to do a better job of both of them.
Well, no question about that, and certainly we'll put this game behind us now as we get ready to take on Penny Hamilton here coming up Friday night. We'll be back with Coach to talk about what to expect there. We'll be right back.